Luke Portman has the distinction of winning back-to-back NCAA Division III football championships on two different teams. The 6'1", 190-pound junior quarterback played for D3 Dynamo Mount Union when the Purple Raiders won the title in 2018. Then he transferred out to the University of Mary Hardin Baylor in Texas, and they took the Stag Bowl championship this year. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Sports and Commentary today. My name is Greg Stewart. Thank you very, very much for tuning in, and we sure appreciate you sponsoring the show through those tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can look us up anytime online at WWIB.com. Orlando, Florida native Luke Portman is back with me on the show today. So last time, Luke, we talked about how you found UMHB, Mary Hardin Baylor, south of Dallas, as a school to transfer to. Can you tell us why you cut ties with Mount Union, why you transferred out in the first place?
There's a lot of details that go into that. I mean, but I'm gonna keep it brief. But basically, there wasn't an opportunity for me to play at Mount. You know, I started my freshman year, and then got hurt. Could have played the next week. Didn't. I got sat, and then got sat the rest of the year, moved down to scout team, back up to second string, then competed in spring camp, fall camp, outplayed other guys, and then didn't get the shot to start. Got a chance to play in the playoffs my sophomore year, at my second year at Mount, started, played really well, and so after that moment, it was kind of like, man, I've done everything I possibly can, you know, to have the opportunity to start and play here, and it's just not happening, you know, and there's nothing I can do about that. I gave my absolute best, and so that was a moment when I really had to sit down with God and be like, man, my dream since I was a kid was to play college football, and God, I feel like the circumstances here, I feel like you're telling me that this isn't it, you know? So I sat down with my parents, really prayed about it, and really just talked to God about what he thought I should do. So that was one of the things when I visited UMHB, like when I was there, it just, I don't know what it was, but when I got on campus, it just felt like, man, this is the place that God has in store for me. You know, I felt like he was telling me that this is where I needed to go, and UMHB is a very strong, it's a Christian school, it's a Baptist university, but very, Christianity is a very prominent feature in their school. Like, every staff member is a believer in some way, shape, or form. Just every single person you could tell was just super, super nice, and then the people that I got to meet, even just from the first time I was there, were able to, like, I was able to pray with people when I was making my decision, you know, just anybody was like, hey, even if you don't come here, we'll be praying for you in this decision. So it was just little things like that that really spurred me to be like, okay, you know, I feel like this could be my new home.
Yeah. So it winds up that your Crusaders football team plays Mount Union in the championship game this year, defeating the Purple Raiders 24-16. You're playing for the team that's trying to beat your old ball club, and your friends are over there at Mount Union on the other sideline. What was their reaction to seeing you that day?
It was all love, honestly. I have a great deal of respect for a lot of those guys on that team, and when I was transferring, you know, I was trying to decide where to go, and almost every single one of the people on that team told me to transfer to Mary Hardin Baylor, which is crazy to think about. You know, that's who Mount was going to be competing against more than likely next year, and they're like, hey, We want you to go there. Go to a place where you're going to get the same level of talent, you know? And so when I got to see them, it was nothing but love, no hard feelings at all, you know? Got to dab a few of the guys up, talk to them for a while, and, you know, it was just good seeing them after that. Because I'd FaceTimed them and talked to them on the phone throughout the year, you know, kind of keeping tabs. My buddy Jared Ruth, that's probably going to be the best man at my wedding, honestly, when that day comes. Don't know when, but we've been keeping tabs on each other all year, so it was kind of like the climax of everything. It was really cool.
Yeah, and we had your former roommate and buddy Lewis Berry, the All-American D-back from Mount Union, on the show before the Stag Bowl, sharing his faith, and so you got lots of great connections at Mount Union. But just, it was ironic, not surprising, that you guys played Mount Union in the Stag Bowl, but kind of ironic since you transferred out of there. But, Luke, it's been sort of a roller coaster for you with the transfer, then you got injured late in the season. I think we'll pick it up there and talk about that and how you've understood that God is good all the time, no matter what happens in your life and in the life of a believer in Him. So we'll discuss that next time. Luke Poorman, Mary Hart Baylor, the D3 champions, a quarterback out of Orlando, Florida. Thanks again for coming by. God bless. We'll talk soon.
Really appreciate it. Have a great one.